I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. It's January. We talk about things to do to live better, to understand more of how all of these components in your life work. Also, the fact that numbers have something, colors have something. But, of course, we're also dealing with winter, which happens to be my least favorite season of the year. I pray every year, Rhonda, for a mild winter and hope that it stays mild when it is mild. But, you know, I think there's the one thing about it is whether it's mild or not, it's dark. And that the fact that when you have a dark gray day, day after day after day, it really does have an effect on people's psyche, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It kind of keeps you in a fog, or, you know, it's just like, and especially like with you, with your job where you go in so early in the morning, you're constantly going to be exposed to more dark times of the day than maybe somebody who works a different shift. So a lot of times that has to do with it, but yeah, absolutely. You know, what is light? Light is energy. You know, what is energy? Energy is what we're made up of. So if there's not enough light, then of course it's going to affect our moods, our health, you know, everything, our attitude, everything.
And you've talked about vitamin D, and the best way to get vitamin D is actually through sunshine, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, they have done studies where they have found that women who live in colder climates are more prone to have osteoporosis because, or bone loss, because they don't get enough vitamin D or sunshine, especially in the winter. And they recommend that if you live in a, you know, a colder climate like we do, that you should at least get 15 minutes of sunshine, even if you're just sitting at the window and letting it shine in on you. You know, and they've also found going to the beach helps a lot too. I always come back to that. Let's go to the beach. That, you know, if you live in a warmer climate, then of course being in actual sunshine helps a lot too.
So, okay.
And you know, you can eat foods and things that would fortify with vitamin D, but the sunshine is absolutely the best way to get it.
Get some sunshine. And I know there are light boxes. Do those light boxes work, Rhonda?
Yeah, I think so. You know, if you ever think back to the TV show Northern Exposure, where, you know, in Alaska, where they have it dark for so many months, that they would, you know, use the light boxes in order to help them and things like that, too. And one thing people don't realize is that tanning beds were actually created over in Europe, in Germany, actually as a light box to help with health, to help with things like skin disorders, eczema, psoriasis, those kinds of things, but also to help with, you know, this affective seasonal disorder or light, you know, mood disorders or things like that. And then they started noticing that people were coming out of these tanning booths tan. Of course, they weren't a tanning booth then. They were a light booth. And so then, you know, somebody jumped on the market and found a new use for even these things that were used as another original intent.
All right. We're talking about all kinds of things. One thing we have talked about is numbers. And I know you've got a lot of people that have been sending you information, asking about numbers. What does it mean? What do we talk about the number? This is January. It's the first month of the year. But we had, boy, I tell you, the number, the one and two combinations we had last year were just simply phenomenal, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. There was a lot going on last year. And now as we've moved into a new year, you know, 2023, that adds up to a seven. And I just want to, you know, preface this by saying that there are, everything is numbered. If you think about it, they number our teeth, they number our spine, they number the bones. You know, everything in our body has a certain number. Our address has a certain number. And again, that deals with energy. And of course, I specialize kind of in like, how does energy affect your health? So when we talk about this, there is a whole health component to the numbers. Right now, we've transitioned from a year six, which was about community and family and dependability, to a year seven, which is do your own thing, be your own person. It's almost like a sabbatical year. This is the year that you're going to need more rest, more relaxation, more time to de-stress, more time to just kind of go off and do your own thing, maybe read a book, maybe take a walk in nature. It's like giving yourself a mental sabbatical. So expect that theme to go throughout the entire year that, you know, when something comes up, it's going to be best for you to just kind of go and discharge and get away from the stress of whatever that is, even if it's just take a nap. It doesn't have to be a physical getaway, but there's a lot that you could do with that. And then now we're in a 1 month. So this is the month. Ones are all about new beginnings and starting new things and blazing new trails. And, you know, it's about, you know, doing leadership things or creating things that you're going to maybe come up with an idea that you want to do later on. And so it's also about being independent. So there's that 1 in 7 again. This is going to be a year that people are going to really crave alone time. They're going to crave sort of just kind of going off and finding themselves. You know, maybe keeping a journal would be really good to kind of reflect on, or, you know, sit back and contemplate those thoughts. So there's a lot to that. And then the number one affects things such as headaches and blood pressure. So this month you might be more prone to those kinds of things that are going on. It can affect the arms and the neck, and also it affects the colon and the small intestine health. So those are all some things to come up with. And then again, the heart and the eyes. So those are all things in the body that are affected by the number one and the first cervical, thoracic, and lumbar of the spine. So there's those kinds of things to take, you know, kind of take note of as well. And when you think about it, the things that we do in January, like scooping snow, that is going to affect our heart. It's going to affect our blood pressure, scooping, you know, our arms and all of those things. And so, you know, it kind of goes into play, like what's going on with that. And so those are just a few things that you're going to, you know, want to take a look at. And again, a year 7 is a very lucky year. And we are getting ready to transition into an Asian year called the Year of the Rabbit coming up here at the end of the month. And so that's also luck too. So this is going to be a fairly lucky year, let's hope, for people. I don't know, it's kind of started off kind of rocky for a lot of people I've talked to.
I'm just thinking of playing craps and you know, 7 or 11. Hey, come on, 7, come on, 11. The psychology in that, is that based in numbers? That game itself, was that based in numbers as well?
Well, you know, and here's the thing, you know, it depends upon who created it. Were they conscious of that, or was it just something that subconsciously that they knew? Because numbers are the only universal language, Steve. It's the same meaning no matter what country you're in, no matter what language you speak. That, you know, the 7 looks like a 7. It means 7 things. And so we just intuitively know these things, and we're drawn to those kinds of things. And then yes, it's always been, you know, a very symbolic number. 7 is it's the most prevalent number on the planet as far as 7 days, 7 weeks, you know, 7 virtues, 7 vices, 7 seas, 7 continents, you know.
7 deadly sins, right?
What?
The 7 deadly sins, right?
Yes, yes. So, you know, so who knows? You know, maybe when they were creating Las Vegas and slot machines, they were thinking, well, let's talk about the 7 sins, or, you know, whatever it is. But the Pythagoras back in 500 BC is the one who determined that everything can be reduced to a mathematical vibration or frequency or meaning. And so, you know, it's very possible that a lot of these things that have come about are because they, you know, looked at the mathematical discoveries that Pythagoras used. And, you know, it's used in everything. It's used in music and prices and, you know, architecture, all of those things. We don't realize it. It's all around us.
Indeed. And again, I think we are also talking about the Chinese New Year. When does the Chinese New Year begin?
It's going to be, it changes every year, but it's usually like either the last part of January or the first part of February. And I just know that it's going to be the Year of the Rabbit coming up, which is going to be, you know, the rabbits are considered lucky. We did just transition season in Chinese medicine, which would have been at the solstice, the winter solstice. So we're now looking at the kidney bladder meridian. So expect things more that deal with water in your body, in your health, you know, fluids. It's a time to stay really hydrated. You know, you might be more prone to things that deal, like, again, blood pressure. Blood pressure has to deal with not drinking enough water if you have high blood pressure. You know, you can also get infections or those kinds of things. And so anything that relates to the kidney and the bladder are going to be prevalent now until spring. So those are some things that people should keep an eye on as well.
Mercury in retrograde, we talk about that. When is that coming up?
We are in Mercury retrograde right now until the 18th of January. On the 19th, it goes direct. So don't be signing any new contracts or making any big decisions that you might regret later. And if you have to, be sure you read the fine print. And then understand, plan for delays. This is going to be, you know, Mercury retrograde always wreaks havoc on travel and communication and anything like that.
Were we in Mercury in retrograde during the Christmas season?
Yes.
Okay. Aha. Aha. Yes. Okay. All right. But there's a lot of things to go into. If somebody wants to know more about numbers, wants to know more about what you do, wants to understand a little more about what we've been talking about, what's the best thing to do? Just give you a call or go to your website or your Facebook page, all of the above?
All the above, but the easiest thing is to go to RhondaRice.com, and from there you can click on my little LinkedIn link. You can, click on my Facebook link. I have created a page now for Facebook Lives I've been doing, talking about different things like colors and numbers and things like that, where you can ask questions. I do quite a bit with Facebook. That's probably the easiest way to get me, but you can still call me at 319-752-0175, or you can text. That is a cell phone number now as well. So,
all right. Fantastic. That is, again, we'll talk about ways to live with the seasons, ways to understand numbers, ways to understand all of the things that go into making your life be what it is. We'll do that each month with Rhonda, and we will talk to you again in February, okay?
Thanks, Steve.